Okay, a good in Erev Shabbos. I hope that everyone is doing well. We continue with our Nach Yomi series. We are up to Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Ches, the 28th Perek. We're going to see that Shaul is told that his days are coming to an end. He's going to be killed in the battle against the Plishtim. And we also saw yesterday that David has to start acting in a ruthless way. He's in the land of Gat, he's in the land of the Plishtim, because Shaul kept on trying to kill him, and Shaul's not chasing him over here. And when he's in the land of the Plishtim, he has to pretend like he's best friends with Achishmelech Gat. And Achishmelech Gat starts trusting in him, to the point where he even asks him to lead him in this battle. So what happens is, in this perek, the Plishtim get ready to do battle with the Jewish people. And Achish says to David, are you with us? You know, I've been so blown away by you. You know, you want to be with us, and we're going to be going to war. Are you with us? And David says, you're going to see what happens. Oh, you know. Very vague, his lashon. He's like, oh, you know what's going to happen. Get ready. And doesn't actually say anything. It's just like trying to show that Achish, like, I'm going to be with you, but not actually. Achish believes it. This is clearly a very crazy situation. David doesn't have a choice. He has to say this, otherwise he would be killed. Achish is excited to hear this, and he appoints David a shomer l'roshi. It's like a bodyguard. I want to keep you close. I trust in you. I believe in you. And in Pasuk Gimel, it tells us, Shmuel Mace. And Shmuel died, and the people eulogized him, and they came to his kever. And of course, a person can be wondering themselves, huh? Didn't we already say that Shmuel died? So Rashi actually points out, we specifically mention it now to emphasize how lonely Shaul feels at this moment of crisis. Shaul knows that the Jewish people are going to be getting attacked from the Plishtim, and he just has no one really to turn to at this point. Pasuk Dalud, we see, but Sue Plishtim, that the Plishtim mobilized. Where do they go to? They encamped at Shunem. That's where they went. And Vayikvot Shaul et Kol Yisrael, Vayichanu Gilboa. And that's where the Jewish people go to Gilboa. Vayar Shaul et Machane Plishtim, and Shaul saw the camp of the Plishtim. Vayira, Vayechared Libo, and his heart was he was trembling. He was afraid. He was petrified. He was very scared of the people of the Plishtim, of this war that was about to happen. And Pasuk Vav, Vayishal Shaul Ba'Hashem, Shaul tries to dive into Hashem, Velo Anu Hashem, and Hashem doesn't answer him. Gam L'chamos, similarly, he tries to dream and try to find out what's going to happen in this war, and no answer. Gam Ba'urim, and he also goes to the Urim Metumim, and what happens to Urim Metumim? No answer. Gam B'Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im aren't answering him. He has no idea what to do. He feels so lonely, so stranded. What's going to be? He tries to go to the Urim Metumim. Of course the Urim Metumim is not going to answer him. He knows what he did to the city of Nov. Destroyed all the Kohanim. There's no one really to go to. There's nobody to turn to at this point, and he feels so alone. And in Pasuk Zion, Vayomer Shaul Avdov, Shaul says to his servants, go find a woman that practices necromancy, a Balas Ov, and go find her, and we'll go to her and figure out what to do in this situation. Vihine Eishes Balas Ov, Be'ein Dor, and his servants found a woman that practiced necromancy in the land of Ein Dor. And you really just see how low Shaul has gotten to this point. He wanted to know what's going to happen to happen during this war. He's petrified. And there's really no one for him to turn to. He tries diving to Hashem. Hashem's not answering him. He tries to go the dreams, the Urim Tumim, the Nevi'im. And he goes down to this level of Balas Ov to like ask a necromancer to try to help him. And this is something which the Torah asers in Vayikra 19:31 and Devarim 18:11. And specifically after Shmuel passed away, he banned all Balas Ov, all necromancers, to be in the city. When Shmuel was alive, he didn't need to because everyone would just go to Shmuel to ask any questions. But once Shmuel died, then Shaul started acting decisively and banished them from the entire country. And no one could go to a Balas Ov, a necromancer, like this black magic. And we'll see in Pasuk Tes how the woman who he went to says, oh, I'm not allowed to do this. Shaul banned it for everyone. So what's really going on over here? We see that Shaul sank to such a low level. You know, the king Shaul, he used to, you know, just the fact that he sank to such a level, how is this even possible that he's going to something which is probably usher? So the Arch Kunavim points out, maybe Shaul thought that for a king, it would be permitted to go to a Balas Ov. Maybe it would be permitted, and it was a Horashah. It was a very unique kind of time. They were about to go into battle, so maybe he actually thought it was permissible, and maybe it actually was permissible. And we see that Shaul dresses up. He dresses up in these Begadim Acherim. He goes into disguise. He doesn't want people to recognize him. And he goes with who? With his two generals, with Avner and Amasai. And they go undercover. It may also be that he specifically went, he took these two men with him to avoid being in seclusion, with being Yichud with a woman, which just shows you, still, he still has that Seichel. He's still there. But we'll have to see the entire story. And what happens next is she says, I'm so sorry, but I'm not able to bow us over. I'm not able to do this necromancy for you. I can't bring people up from the dead for you. Shaul said that it's usher to do. And she doesn't really know that he's Shaul, or maybe she does. And she says, and Shaul says, I'm telling you, it's fine. And as Hashem lives, this thing will not be held against you as an iniquity. And the woman says, okay, fine. It's all good. Let's do it. So who do you want me to raise up for you? Who do you want me to raise up from the dead? And David and Shaul says, I want you to raise up Shmuel. And the woman then saw Shmuel and she screamed a loud voice, Vatera Yishael et Shmuel Vatisak Bekogado. And she screams out a very loud voice. She's very nervous. So what exactly is going on here? Why is she so scared? So Rashi actually points out the reason why she's scared is usually when they bring the people up from the dead, it's feet first and then their head. But here, it was head first with Shmuel, and then it was the feet. And Rashi points out, because of this, you were able to tell that it was a melech, it was a king that was asking her to do this. And she's like, oh my God, this is Shaul that asked me to do this. Why did you deceive me? Why don't you just tell me that you were Shaul? And Shaul says back, no, don't worry, it's all good, but tell me, what do you see? And it's important to note that when it comes to this Balas Ov, that they're not able to... only they're able to see. Shaul is only able to hear. He can't see. He can only hear. And he says, what do you see? To the woman. And the woman says, I see an older man. V'hu otem mi'il. And he's wearing this garbed like in this cloak. He's wearing this jacket. And this is the jacket that Chana, his mother, made for him, which we learned earlier in the Sefer. So he knows that it's Shmuel. V'yikot apayim arta v'yishach. When he bends down, he bows down towards for kavod for Shmuel. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul, and Shmuel says to Shaul, Lama higrati laos leosi, why did you bring me up here? Why did you disturb me? And Shaul says, I don't know what to do. The Plishtim are attacking. I need your help, and no one's helping me. I went to the Nevi'im. I went to the dreams. I tried to dive in out to Hashem. He leaves out the detail of the Urim Metumim because he knows that Shmuel would say, yeah, of course they're not going to help you because of what you did to Nov, and he didn't want to bring that up. And Shaul says, what should I do? And he says, you're going to go out to battle. You're going to get destroyed. And you want to know why this is all happening? Vayikra Hashem et amlacha miyadecha vayitna l'reicha l'David. And Hashem took the malchus from you and he gave it to your friend. Who's your friend? David. Here he actually says straight out that it's from David. Maybe here the Mefarshim point out that Shmuel wasn't afraid that Shaul was going to get upset. And he already knew that the king was going to be David. Here he just affirmed, he confirmed it, that it was going to be David. L'reicha David. David's going to be the king. Because of what you did with Amalek, you let them stay alive. You let Agag stay alive. That's why you lost the Malchus, and you are going to be joining me with your sons up here tomorrow. Pasuk says, "Umachara ta'uvanecha imi," that you and your sons are going to be joining me tomorrow. And this is Shmuel giving a little nevu, a little foresight as to what's going to happen in this battle that the Jewish people are going to lose, and Shaul and his three sons are going to be killed. And after hearing this, Shaul quickly fell on his face. He was so sad and he was frightened. And he was also very hungry. He had no strength. He didn't eat any food. So the woman says, you got to eat. And he's like, no, I can't eat when this is happening to the Jewish people and this is happening to me. So Shaul's assistant say, hey, boss, Shaul, you got to eat. You got to eat something. And the woman says it also. So she prepares all this food, these breads. And they ended up eating. And she set the food before Shaul. They all ate. And they arose and left that night. So what an interesting, crazy parak. But for us, let's just maybe look at two important points. Number one is the Vayikra Rabba points out is that at the end of the day, Shmuel did tell Shaul that you're going to join me up here, referring to Gan Eden. That at the end of the day, Ruach Ra'u Lakim, Shaul had a lot of crazy moments, but he's still going to go to Gan Eden. He decides that I'm going to go straight to battle. I'm going to stay true to what Shmuel told me, what Hashem wants of me. And even though I know I'm going to get killed in this battle, he still went with the full confidence, which is just so inspiring. Even though he knew what the outcome was going to be, Shmuel said, you could still leave technically, and you probably would survive. But if you want to go into Gan Eden, you gotta go into this battle. This is what is supposed to be happening. And another question that we have to focus on is this whole Balas Oath, this necromancy. How exactly does it work? What is this real power to this? A few opinions I'm reading from the article. Nevi'im, the Rambam, and the Gon, Rav Shmuel Bar Chafni, point out that no, it was a whole hoax. It wasn't real. She knew that Hashem condemned Shaul to lose his throne and that he would be going into battle anyways. And that also explains why she let out that whole scream. Like she was just pretending. She actually also knew it was Shaul the whole time. The Gonim, Rav Hai, and Rav Sadigon point out, no, that really necromancers in general have no power. But in this case, Hashem specifically made a miracle that she would have power, that Shmuel was, that came up, the Shmuel spirit came in order to convey this message to Shaul. And it actually fits in very nicely. Why all of a sudden is this the first time that she's screaming? Why does she let out this big scream? Because usually she doesn't actually get any powers. It doesn't usually happen. But all of a sudden, Shmuel appears out of nowhere. She's like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is the first time it happened. And the Radak says, no, really, these things do have powers. They clearly say that necromancers have occult powers and they cannot be contradicted. Really, we can try to go through like an hour and a half shiur just about that. But have an amazing Shabbos. You see that Shaul went to the necromancers, find out from Shmuel that tomorrow tomorrow is going to be his last day. He's not going to be the king anymore officially, and we're going to have to see what happens in this battle versus the Plishtim, and what happens with David. Pick up tomorrow. Have a great day in Kol Tov.